Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to blend that old-school DNB swing feel with an automation-first workflow in Ableton Live 12, so your atmospheres, bass movement, and transitions actually evolve over time instead of just looping forever. And that's the big idea here. In drum and bass, energy is not just about faster drums or heavier bass. It's about motion across layers. The break pushes, the bass answers, and the atmosphere shifts around them. So instead of treating swing as a complete solution, we're going to use it as the rhythmic foundation, then build the movement with automation. By the end of this one, you'll have a 16-bar atmospheric DNB section that feels alive, DJ-friendly, and ready to lead into a drop or second half variation. We're talking swinged break texture, a dark atmosphere bed, a bass support layer that opens up over time, and clean automation on filter, reverb, delay, and drive so the whole thing breathes. Let's start by setting up the project properly. Open Ableton Live 12 and set your tempo somewhere around 172 BPM. That's a sweet spot for classic DNB momentum, but you can move a little either way depending on how frantic or roomy you want the groove to feel. Now create a few tracks and keep them clearly separated. Make a drum boss, a break loop track, an atmosphere pad track, a noise or texture track, a bass support track, and then two return tracks, one for reverb and one for delay. This organization matters more than people think. DNB moves fast, and if you build atmosphere without a clean structure, the session gets messy real quick. So keep your functional layers separate from the start. The drums do the forward motion, the bass does the pressure, the atmosphere gives depth, and the FX handle transitions. Now let's get the groove happening. Drop in a break loop, or program a simple kick and snare foundation with ghost notes if you want a more controlled starting point. If you're using a sampled break, you can either slice it to a drum rock or leave it as auto. Both approaches work. For that old-school feel, you want a break where the snare sits confidently on 2 and 4, with little ghost notes around it that give the rhythm some life. The loop should feel like it has human timing, not like it's been snapped perfectly to the grid. Now open the groove pool in Ableton and try a classic swing or shuffle groove. Keep it subtle. This is really important. You're not trying to drag the track into late 90s lounge territory. You just want that lilt, that slight unsteadiness that gives the break character. As a starting point, keep the groove timing around 8 to 15%, velocity around 5 to 12%, and random very low, maybe 0 to 5%. Then listen in context. If the break starts feeling lazy or loses the forward drive, back off. In drum and bass, the groove has to bounce, but it still has to punch. If your break is MIDI programmed, you can manually nudge some hats and ghost hits a few milliseconds late. That tiny shift can make a huge difference. Old-school swing is less about obvious shuffle and more about tension in the timing. Now let's build the atmosphere. Take your atmosphere pad track and start simple. You can use wave-eatable, analog, or even an audio sample processed into a pad-like texture. The source itself does not need to be fancy. What matters is that it supports the drums and bass instead of competing with them. For a darker atmosphere, start filtering it pretty heavily. If you're using auto-filter, keep the cutoff somewhere in the low mid to mid range at first, maybe around 180 to 500 Hz if it's just meant to feel like a bed. Add some resonance, but keep it controlled. Then send it into reverb, with a decent size and decay, enough to create space without washing the whole mix out. A really good trick here is to make the pad breathe slowly. If you're in wave-eatable, use a little LFO movement. If you're in analog, slow filter modulation can do the job. If it's an audio texture, try a subtle chorus or ensemble and then automate the filter. The goal is movement, not wobble. And here's the key teacher note. The atmosphere should feel like it's orbiting the break, not floating off into its own track. The drums supply the rhythm. The atmosphere supplies the emotion. Now we get to the core of the lesson. Automation first thinking. Instead of throwing a bunch of extra layers into the arrangement, we're going to build tension by automating the atmosphere from the start. So draw automation on the pad's filter cutoff, the reverb dry slash wet or send amount, maybe a little utility gain for swells, and if needed, EQ high pass movement so the bottom of the atmosphere thins out before the drop. Try this as a simple intro shape. For bars 1 to 4, keep the atmosphere low and filtered. It should feel distant, a little foggy, not full range. For bars 5 to 8, open the filter more gradually so the texture starts to reveal itself. Then in the last bar before the drop, automate a little extra reverb send or a short delay throw, and then cut that back hard when the drop hits. That contrast is what makes the moment hit. This is where automation really shines. You are basically writing the emotional shape of the section. So think in lanes. Mood, tension, impact, space. Don't automate everything at once. Pick the main movement and let the other elements support it. Now let's add the bass support layer. For atmospheric DNB, the bass does not have to be huge immediately. In fact, it often works better when it feels like it's emerging out of the mist. Use operator, wave eatable, or a resampled bass sound. Start with a sub foundation, ideally a sine or triangle, and keep it mono. Then add a slightly detuned mid layer for Reese motion if you want that darker body. Keep the filter closed in the intro. Let the low end stay controlled. You can open it slowly over time, or in phrase by phrase steps. The point is to make the bass answer the atmosphere, not sit on top of it. A useful phrasing idea is this: sparse and long in bars 1 to 4, slightly more syncopated in bars 5 to 8, then stronger call and response in bars 9 to 16. If you want extra control, use clip envelopes or automation inside the MIDI clip for filter, gate feel, or saturation. And don't forget the low-end discipline. Keep the sub mono, keep the mids controlled, and use just enough saturation that it translates on smaller speakers without getting harsh. Now let's shape the drums a little more. Route your break and any drum layers into the drum bus. On the bus, use EQ8 to clean any unwanted rumble or harshness, then a glue compressor for cohesion, and maybe drum bus for a little plunge and harmonic density. Keep this subtle. You do not need to crush the break. In fact, overcompressing can kill the life of the swing. A ratio of 2 to 1 or 4 to 1 on the glue compressor is usually enough, with a slower attack, so the transients can breathe. Aim for only a few dB of gain reduction on the loudest peaks. Then, if you want, automate a little bus movement into the drop. Maybe open the highs slightly, reduce the threshold a touch, or add a small amount of drive in the second half of the phrase. Just enough to make the drums feel more urgent. Now let's talk transitions, because this is where the atmosphere can really sell the arrangement. Use the return tracks for reverb and delay to create little tension gestures. A snare throw into a long reverb tail before a bar change can be huge. A short delay on a ghost note or fill can create forward momentum without cluttering the groove. And if you want that darker, more eerie edge, frequency shifter on a return can be incredible in tiny amounts. Here's a classic move. At bar 8, mute the sub for a half bar or reduce it sharply. At the same time, high pass the atmosphere a bit more and let a snare or break chop throw into the reverb. Then bring the bass back in hard on bar 9, slightly more open than before. That little gap, that negative space, is what makes the next hit feel bigger. A lot of producers try to add more and more stuff, but in DNB, sometimes the smartest move is to briefly remove energy so the next bar lands harder. Now let's map the full 16-bar evolution. Bars 1 to 4, filtered break, quiet pad, minimal bass. Bars 5 to 8, atmosphere opens up, ghost notes become more noticeable, tension increases. Bars 9 to 12, bass motion, becomes stronger and you can bring in one extra texture if needed. Bars 13 to 16, reduce reverb a bit, sharpen the drum feel, clear space for the sub, and prepare the drop. That structure is simple, but it works. And the best part is that a lot of this can be achieved with automation alone. You do not need a brand new musical idea every 4 bars. You just need purposeful evolution. Now let's do a mix check. First, make sure your sub is mono and centered. Use utility if needed. Then high pass the atmosphere to get rid of unnecessary low-end buildup. Usually somewhere between 120 and 250 HE works, depending on the sound. If the pad is fighting the snare, use EQ8 to tame the muddy or harsh midrange, especially around 2.5 to 5 kHz if necessary. Also keep your reverb returns filtered. If the reverb is full of low end, the mix turns cloudy fast. In atmospheric DNB, the atmosphere should be wide, but thin in the lows. The drums should stay punchy, and the sub should stay clean and focused. A really helpful habit is this: if the mix feels cloudy, mute the atmosphere first, not the drums. That instantly tells you whether the problem is too much texture rather than not enough punch. Now a few common mistakes to watch out for. Too much swing can make the whole track lose drive, so keep the groove subtle. Atmospheres filling the whole spectrum will bury the break, so high pass and cut mud. Automating everything at once can make the track feel unfocused, so choose one main movement per section. Overcompressing the break will flatten the swing, so keep the bus processing tasteful. And finally, don't forget stereo discipline. Keep the sub mono, and use width mostly on the higher atmosphere layers. If you want to push this darker, there are some great extra moves. You can layer very quiet vinyl crackle, rain, or room tone onto the pad and automate it in and out. You can saturate the atmosphere lightly for a grainier edge. You can resample the pad once it feels right, then slice or reverse pieces of it to create new organic textures. You can also use tiny pitch drift on ambience to make it feel more alive and less looped. And for a heavier rollers or neuro-leaning direction, try automating the bass mids so they open only in the second half of the phrase. That creates a nice call and response without even adding new notes. Here's a great mini practice move. Build a 16-bar atmospheric DNB loop using one break, one pad or texture, one bass support layer, and one noise or FX element. Apply light swing to the break. Automate the pad cutoff over 8 bars. Push the reverb send up before the drop point and cut it back hard. Add one drum bus processor and one bass filter move. Then make the last 2 bars feel like a real pre-drop by clearing out some low-mid atmosphere and increasing tension. The goal is not perfection. The goal is to hear the swing and automation working together like one system. So let's recap.